In a statement, Carrier says it's trying to ease the workers' transition, providing 3 years advance notice of the move, and by funding education and retraining programs. Some Carrier workers see politics at play.
They say whatever needs to be said to get people's vote, especially in a time like this when we're all losing our jobs.
If he could come here and save these 1,400 jobs here tomorrow, I'll gladly vote for him again.
Many of these American workers say they took a gamble on Trump and are now hoping the payoff means winning back their jobs. Kevin Tibbles, NBC News, Indianapolis.